Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. In the husk of what was once a bustling hub of progress, the remnants of our former grandeur whimper in the shadow of nature's reclaimed throne. This is today's marooned metropolis, where the silent duels between human construction and the relentless forces of a planet chiding its stewards play out on a grand scale. Amidst the cacophony of crumbling concrete and the symphony of encroaching foliage, the city's infrastructure, the veins and arteries that once fed it, now lay prostrate, affixed in silent lament. It isn't just collapse. This is a slow-motion autopsy of anthropogenic pride, a dismantling of the myth that we were ever in control. Every failed strut and caved roadway tells a story, a fable penned by hubris, and climactic cataclysm serves as the unforgiving editor. Bridges, grimaces contorted in rust, stand as memorials to the age of the Anthropocene. Sewage systems, overpowered by the spikes in hydrological cycles, erupt in fountains of despair, painting the streets in a patina of neglect. Transportation arteries, sclerotic and clogged, have not seen the pulsing flow of traffic in many ages. Where vehicles once raced, now only the creep of moss and the crawl of the tenacious plant life thrive, racing only against time itself, to find new niches in the concrete carcasses of our urbania. Like the birds detailed in Where Birds Dare, avian adaptations in climate havens, the city too has unwittingly become a haven. A refuge, however, not for life and vibrancy, but for reflection on the repercussions of our actions, a testament to our misjudgment. The avian resilience previously admired mirrors the telling adaptability of nature upon our manufactured landscapes. Yet, no chirp or fluttering wing offsets the silence of a cityscape being persistently and systematically renaturalized. Utilities are no more the conduits of convenience, but cryptic reminders of a life once led. Electricity, that once captured lightning fueling our digital domains, now only ignites the sky in the tempest above, the grid a despairing network of darkness, with failure becoming the norm, not the exception. Rendered irrelevant by the robust indifference of a planet in the throes of climate upheaval, the metropolis finds itself severed from the teeming vitality that once characterized it. Witness the degradation of the urban climate systems, whose whispers of chilling winds through broken windows and sweltering heat in concert with the sun's unyielding scrutiny illustrate the environmental gauntlet thrown down. Tales of conditioned air and manipulated microclimates seem as exotic now as the fabled flying fish, an allegory for the folly of thinking we could condition the world to our liking. The aim now is not preservation, but a poignant postmortem. The parallel with birds, which have soared above and adapted to urban niches, begs the question, what can we, as a society now grounded and flightless, learn from the ingenuity of our feathery co-inhabitants? Will we too find ways to mutate our habits, erecting new norms upon the ruins of the old? Or have we, unlike the adaptable avian, flown too close to the sun, melting the wax on our ambitions to fall unceremoniously from grace? Amidst this tableau of turmoil, the social fabric frays further. Communities submerged in the palpable dread of desolation cling to the lifelines of a world out of reach, yet vividly remembered. The structures meant to house dreams now mock their very concept, standing not as homes, but husks hollowed out and haunted by the ghosts of memory. And so, we inhabit, or rather, haunt, a surreal scene as background actors in a natural production. The Earth continues its eons-old epic, indifferent to the intermission thrust upon our species' story. However, the stage is set with the props of our own creation, a dystopian set design for which we hold the dubious credit. This marooned metropolis, then, is a clarion call not for hope or heroics, but a deafening cry into the void, a sobering signal to listen, to observe, and maybe, just maybe, to finally learn. For as the infrastructure fails, wisdom must not.